Now to the Minnesota Historical Society. The Society has acquired a rare first edition of an early account of French exploration of the Great Lakes. It was published in Paris in 1619. The book becomes not only one of the oldest books in the Society's collection, but also one of the earliest accounts of European interaction with the indigenous population. Ewan Kerr has more.
It's not big. The red, leather-bound volume fits easily in the hands of Patrick Coleman, the Historical Society's acquisitions curator. It's in French, entitled Voyage et découverture, fait en la Nouvelle-France.
For ease of translation, we do have a 50-year-old translation of the book in our collection. And so it's a big account of the manners and customs of the savages and the description of the country, with a history of the many remarkable things that happened in the years 1615 to 1618.
Coleman says the author, Samuel de Champlain, was first and foremost an explorer. He made more than 20 trips to the New World. He founded Quebec City, and he traveled through the eastern Great Lakes region, described at the time as New France. All of it went into his account, including his interactions with the people he met, including the Huron.
And Europe was just hungry for information about the native people here, so he was fulfilling that need.
He was also a soldier and a diplomat, and worked to make alliances with the native people he met.
So he's basically setting a course for how the Europeans would interact with the people they met here in New France and in our area, the Western Great Lakes.
Champlain never came close to what was to become Minnesota, but Coleman says later explorers such as Father Hennepin built upon his experiences. That is why this account is so important for the collection, he says. The book, which includes ornate illustrations based on Champlain's descriptions of native life, needs a little restoration. However, Coleman expects it will be available to the public in a matter of weeks. Covering the arts, I'm Ewan Kerr, Minnesota Public Radio News.